Next door in Afghanistan, there's a television show called Afghan Star that's so popular that up to a third of the population has watched it. Keep in mind, this is a country where electricity is erratic and TV sets are a luxury. Afghan Star follows the tried and true format of shows like American Idol, but as you can imagine, the formula plays out a little differently in Afghanistan. A new film, also called Afghan Star, documents an especially controversial season. The World's Ken Bader has this sneak preview.
The TV show Afghan Star is a lot like American Idol. A couple of thousand people with varying degrees of talent compete for a cash prize and a recording contract. Judges whittle the field of singers down to a reasonable number, and then viewers vote for their favorites by cell phone. But what's merely pop culture in the U.S. is an exercise in democracy in Afghanistan. Saad Mohseni is one of the executive producers of the documentary. He's also co-owner of the TV network that created Afghan Star.
This program all of a sudden allowed people to vote. People could campaign. Younger people knew that their vote counted. And it has contributed to people understanding what democracy and voting is all about.
The film Afghan Star covers the final few weeks of season 3 in early 2008. The film's director is Havana Marking. She says the four finalists had different reasons for participating in the competition.
First of all, we have Rafi, who is a sort of young, he's very handsome, he just wants to be famous because he wants to be famous. He's a kind of pretty boy that young girls and mothers like. There's Hamid, who is from the Hazara ethnic group, who are the very kind of discriminated against and always been the kind of downtrodden tribal minority in Afghanistan. And for him, his role in taking part is very much a kind of to try and give his people a role model, to try and prove that his people can be equal, if not better, than the other ethnic groups. We have Lima, who's from Kandahar, a very conservative area. But she's doing it essentially for the prize money. There is no income. This is an incredibly poverty-stricken country. I mean, it's like the fifth poorest country in the world. So she's doing it because she just wants the prize money. And so she's willing to risk her life, genuinely, for that. And then we have Sitara, who in the end kind of becomes the real sort of hero and main character of the film. And she performs because she just loves to sing. And, you know, no one's going to stop her.
Sitara doesn't quite make it to the top, but she creates the biggest stir. After she's voted off the show, Sitara is invited to sing one final number. Now, as film director Havana Marking points out, in previous performances, Sitara had moved a bit more than is considered proper for an Afghan woman.
But in this time, she just couldn't stop herself, and she dances. In the process of dancing, her headscarf falls off, and the important point is that she doesn't bring it back up. So it's just an extraordinary scene of her dancing on stage. Her hair is flowing freely and she's pointing at the camera, and it's a defiant moment of freedom. It's just electrifying.
Sitara becomes the talk of Afghanistan. And much of the talk, says director Havana Marking, is about how inappropriate Sitara's performance was.
The scandal of Sitara's dance is growing, and a local politician, he's actually a cabinet minister and an ex-warlord from the Herat region, he goes on local TV and pronounces to everyone that she has insulted Herati people. She's insulted the morals of the people there. She's insulted the deaths of the martyrs that have died for the country. I mean, it really sort of ramps it up. And it's a very sort of clear political manipulation. But as a result of that, then the young men and people of Herat become wound up and furious about this and see Sitara's action as exactly that, as an insult to them and their people, and that really they are furious about it. And it gets this tension sort of building and building and building, and in the end someone does say she deserves to die for what she's done.
He says she's a flirtatious girl. She brought shame to the Herati people. She deserves to be killed. It doesn't quite come to that. Sitara survives the controversy, and her story stands in for the wider struggle in Afghanistan between fundamentalists and moderates, old and young, traditionalists and modernists. The competition to be the next Afghan star has a clear-cut winner, but director Havana Marking says Sitara is the real champion.
She is a wonderful example of how really people cannot be repressed. There are some people who are just born to express themselves and be free. And if you're in a society that is repressive, you might get killed for that. But there are some people that just cannot be repressed.
Afghan Star starts today in New York. The film is scheduled to open in theaters across the country throughout the summer. For The World, I'm Ken Bader.
And you can find a link to the Afghan Star website at theworld.org.